Welcome to Set the Net, a show about food and life here in Bristol Bay. I'm your host, Susie Jenkins Brito, and this week we're going to talk about a balsamic glazed Bering Sea cod on a bed of butterhead lettuce, fresh from Bleck Family Farm, topped with a creamy balsamic dressing. It is frigidly cold outside currently in Bristol Bay, with the temperature dipping below negative 15 degrees Fahrenheit as I write this, my breath freezing in the air as I went to retrieve fish from our outside freezer earlier today. Many mornings, the branches of our trees in the yard have been heavy with hoarfrost as the sun peeks through, glistening throughout the day as the gradually later sunsets January has brought for us fade to brilliant orange across the skyline. It has been bluebird skies out for what feels like weeks, with the sun glinting off the ice yet imparting no warmth to the ground below. Despite this cold, my plate is filled with fresh, locally grown greens, an anomaly in a town where, come winter, we have previously relied solely upon air cargo flights to stock our local groceries produce sections. But one trip to Bleck Family Farm has my fridge full of chard, butterhead lettuce, basil, dill, and spinach. The Bleck family of Dillingham has embarked on a hydroponic growing endeavor this past year that has the three grocery stores of Dillingham, one in King Salmon and one in Togiak, stocked with fresh greens as they are available. They are even making deliveries to the Dillingham City School District for a weekly school lunch salad. I stopped by their house late last week to peek at their garden, contained within a 20-foot shipping container that has been retrofitted with long trays circulating nutrient-rich water to individual plants under sunlight lamps. The farm is growing an assortment of herbs and greens. Transfixed by Kyle's excitement for the operation and all that he has been able to accomplish in such a short amount of time, I checked out his staple crops of romaine and butterhead lettuces, chard, basil, dill, and kale, plus the assortment of Asian greens he's growing, including bok choy, tat soy, and mizuna, which he describes using in a salmon stir fry that is packed with fresh flavors. A post for another day, perhaps. Bleck Family Farm is a wonderful example of technology pairing with hard-earned agricultural knowledge. Kyle has many plants currently regenerating from being trimmed, maximizing efforts and reducing waste, a staple, he says, of the small-time farmer. He is an experimenter with crops, not likely to make it to the market, like the lemongrass growing in single sprigs lining a small portion of a top row. I joked that lemongrass may someday be an ingredient in the Bay's most expensive smoothie ever. But other gambles have paid off. His dill is enormous, with the fennel and basil not far behind. And Kyle encourages local foodies to contact him at home through their Facebook page to access the herbs he has yet to line the store shelves with, such as thyme, sage, and lovage. When I ask Kyle the best way to store these hydroponic greens once you've picked them up at the local grocery store, he said to put them in a glass of water like you would a bunch of flowers and store them in the fridge for up to a week for maximum freshness. Now, in 2017, the Alaska Longline, Pot, and Trawl fleets will continue harvesting Pacific cod throughout the Gulf of Alaska and the Bering Sea, in which Bristol Bay is located. While most Bristol Bay residents can't independently access the offshore Pacific cod stocks, our Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation, BBEDC, owns Bering Sea cod quota that is mostly harvested via longliners. These fishermen began chugging away on January 1st, and will continue to fish throughout the course of the year. BBEDC's four Alaskan leader vessels harvest the majority of BBEDC's cod and through their sales arm sell it globally. The revenue generated from this fishery and others go to support the Bristol Bay region through grants BBEDC offers its 17 CDQ communities local residents. These grants fund everything from community infrastructure to local salmon fleet commercial fishing vessel improvements to education, employment, and training opportunities. The Community Development Quota Program began in 1992 and continues to grow in the impacts they make in near-shore communities of Western Alaska. In recent years, small boat, Bristol Bay, 4E halibut longline fishermen have harvested a bit of allowable Pacific cod bycatch that I have been fortunate enough to receive some of, and it shines in this garlic-rich balsamic glaze. This cod marinade and creamy balsamic dressing stem from the same base and build a cohesive dish of fresh Alaskan ingredients that can brighten up even the chilliest winter day. So to make this balsamic glazed Bering Sea cod, you'll want to gather up 2 pounds of wild Alaska cod and cut it into 4 to 6 individual portions, and then mix together your marinade and balsamic dressing. To begin, you'll get 10 cloves of garlic, minced finely or crushed, 3 tablespoons of mayonnaise, 1 large handful of fresh basil leaves, 4 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 4 tablespoons Dijon mustard, 1 cup of balsamic vinegar, 1/4 cup of extra virgin olive oil, 1 1/2 tablespoons of sugar, 1 tablespoon of sea salt, and fresh ground pepper to taste. Now, half of this balsamic mixture will make up the marinade for the cod, and the other half will turn into the creamy dressing for your salad. In the beginning, you'll whisk together the balsamic vinegar, olive oil, lemon juice, garlic, basil, salt, sugar, and pepper in 1 large bowl, and then divide the mixture into 2 equal parts. You'll whisk in the mayonnaise into 1 dish to create the creamy dressing, and then set aside for the topping of your salad. With the remaining balsamic mixture, pour it into a shallow baking dish and place your cod portions into the glaze flesh side down to marinate for approximately 10 to 15 minutes. While the cod is marinating, you'll toss your salad and plate a large bed of greens for each cod portion to rest upon once seared. For the salad I made, I used 1 head of butterhead lettuce, chopped up, 10 leaves of chard, also chopped, a handful of fresh basil, all of which I got from Bleck Family Farm, 3 Alaska-grown carrots, diced small, 2 cups of cherry tomatoes, 1 avocado sliced thin, 1 large bell pepper sliced thin, and 1/2 a red onion, also sliced thin. To sear the cod, you'll lightly oil a cast iron or heavy bottom pan over medium heat until evenly warmed, and place the cod flesh side down into the pan. Cook 3 to 4 minutes until the cod is browned and the glaze caramelizes. Flip and continue to cook for an additional 2 to 3 minutes until just done. The cod will continue to cook a bit once removed from the heat, so err slightly on the side of caution. You will know it's done when lightly flaked it reveals a uniform, moist white flesh within. Top the waiting salad greens with a chunk of the seared cod and drizzle with the creamy balsamic dressing for a light, satisfying meal. Each week at the end of my show, I encourage you to send subsistence stories, recipe questions, or tips to my email at setthenet@gmail.com. And after the last show, where I begrudgingly admitted that poached eggs are the home cook's nemesis, especially maybe mine, I received an email from listener Matt, who said that he has some tips he was willing to share. He uses a big, kind of deep stainless steel skillet with a shallower water level. And of course, you have to add some apple cider vinegar or other vinegar into the water as you're letting it warm up. That's one of the secrets to a perfectly poached egg, he says. He uses an electric range that he sets between 4 and 5, and he times his eggs about 7 minutes. He kind of plays it by ear. And he, of course, uses a slotted spoon for the turning of the egg. But he was initially sold on using a spatula to get that egg off the bottom in 1 nice whole piece. But he says the most important thing, of course, is the origin of the eggs. The fresher, the better. So if you can get your hands on some farm fresh eggs, give poaching a try. Otherwise, he prefers to get the cage-free version from one of the local grocery stores. You've been listening to Set the Net, a show about food and life here in Bristol Bay. I look forward to hearing from you. Send me an email to setthenet@gmail.com. And until our next show on February 1st, follow me at setthenet.com or on kdlg.org.